Hi everyone, my name is Nasloon and I'm very pleased to be able to share with you some results from an ongoing study from the International Severe Asthma Registry. As per the Global Initiative for Severe Asthma, there is an urgent need for head-to-head comparisons of different biologics amongst patients eligible for more than one therapy. This study is one of the first initiatives to investigate the differences in clinical features among anti-IL-5 and anti-IgE patients who were eligible for both therapies. The study is based on patients from ISAR, a severe asthma registry consisting of real-world severe asthma patients. These patients would have had to start their therapy from January 2014 when both biologics were generally available. Patients eligible for this study also had to have pre-therapy information as well as outcome data after their therapy initiation. Patients were considered to be eligible for the therapy that they eventually initiate on. That is, patients who receive anti-IgE were considered to have met all the criteria for anti-IgE. Hence, anti-IgE patients had to only meet the criteria for anti-IL-5 as outlined here in the poster. The criteria for this frequent eligibility were based on agencies such as the FDA, NICE, and more. If you look at figure 1, almost one-fifth of all ISAR patients were biologic patients eligible for both anti-IgE and anti-IL-5. As patients who initiated either of the therapies were very different at baseline or at their initiation of biologic, to compare their effectiveness at post-therapy, we matched these patients 1:1 using their age, gender, pre-therapy exacerbations, and whether they were receiving long-term OCS or not. In Table 1, you can see that once matched, the populations were much more comparable, with demographic and clinical features at baseline being similar between the two groups. Figure 2 shows a reduction in post-therapy exacerbations amongst both groups. A partial Poisson regression model showed that anti-IL-5 patients had a lower incident rate of exacerbations post-therapy as compared to anti-IgE patients. Table 2 shows further differences in other outcomes in the two groups. This study is one of the first of its kind to show that while both biologic therapies facilitate the reduction of post-therapy clinical events, patients who were matched based on their baseline characteristics and were receiving anti-IL-5 were less likely to report exacerbations as compared to anti-IgE patients among biologic patients eligible for both therapies. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we look forward to sharing more of these results with you soon.